Good morning. It's the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, 32 degrees, a quarter to six, and Dr. Jason Cans from Eau Claire. You can call him Jason. Just tell him, call him late for supper, which a lot of times he ended up making. So good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I like to make supper. I did last night, so that was good.
When I was at your house last week, yeah, you'd said, I made something really good for dinner, dear. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I enjoy doing. I would say I'm the cook in the family. Mm-hmm. I mean, we probably do an equal amount, but I'm probably the one who actually likes doing it. So,
you know, who's really good in the kitchen in our house is Michael. I mean, he was
really
well. Yeah, he's just, I don't know. He's kind of meticulous about it. I mean, he likes to try new. He just made himself some fried fish last night. He's nice. He's tried a lot of. He'll just kind of branch out rather than just, you know. Grabbing a frozen item or something. So anyhow, I mean, not that others
That's
aren't.
Good.
I mean, I think Grace made, hats off to Grace. Yep. She made some fish tacos the other night, but yeah.
That's who I was expecting you were going to say was Grace. So
yeah.
That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm. She's the high school senior in the house. So we've got an award ceremony we've been invited to tonight. So that's exciting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we've got a concert tonight. So,
oh, okay.
Memorial Choir concert tonight.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of those kind of things going on. We went to one for Michael on Monday at Eau Claire North. So yesterday we kind of left it off, and I needed some therapy. Thank you for the brief therapy session, doctor, yesterday. And it was just the idea that I feel like we're not honest and open and real enough, I guess, and I think that is to the detriment of the church. And so you'd asked a question like, how do we deal? You agreed, and how do we deal with it? And again, it's not like you just bring your dirty laundry and pour it on the floor here, okay?
Right, yeah.
But at the same time, I think as I would pick it up, that dialogue here this morning, it's you talked about writing this article for the larger story, the Larry Crabb Ministry, and here you are, the model student, getting it done. I've got to have mine done sooner on Inside Out. And I think, what did Crabb's book Inside Out do for me? Real change is possible if you live from the inside out. It opened my eyes to, I think the problem with Phariseeism in general, if that's a problem in the church, is that we lower the bar of sin. That it opened my eyes to relational sin. And that in whatever instance, what I do or don't do, say or don't say, think or don't think, towards you, my neighbor, that is sin, and that's a whole level and category of sin that we don't even recognize. And hence that showed me, the bar for sin is way higher, and that's what every Pharisee around the world needs. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think that for me, what that does is it increases our thirst for grace.
I love that line, thirst for grace. I love that.
You know, and so I think, for me too, when I heard Larry talk about that concept of relational sin, I think that is right. Everything is relational. I mean, our relationship with God, our relationship with others, our relationship with self, and so everything that we do, whether loving or sinful, I think has an impact on relationships, even when we don't realize that it does. And again, I think that ties back into this idea of bringing those things to light, certainly with God and probably with a few safe people as well, to kind of say, boy, here's where I'm, you know, falling short, and to be reminded of God's grace in that.
Yeah, and I think that's the deal, is that I find those handful of folks, it could be Robert Capon, Tully and Chavijan, it could be Steve Brown. Those people, they don't just preach grace. They preach it like, this is radical. This is, as Mercy Me sings about, you know, best news ever. Like, it is too good to be true, but it's actually true. And I think if that's, and now there's a counter movement to that, people who call that hyper grace, and we don't have time to get into that, but I think what I'm getting at, that's where one of the big ways I describe the gospel, it's too good to be true, but it's actually true. And if you're not continually fascinated and drawn, then I think, Jason, and get your response here, I think then, you're underestimating your sinfulness, and you're completely underestimating God's grace.
Yeah, I agree 100% with what you just said. You know, I think that's as you had said earlier, that the problem of Pharisaism, I think, is the tendency to underestimate our sin, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I think it's, well, I have a few foibles. I do a few things wrong, but in general, mm-hmm. I'm not as bad as those people mm-hmm. over mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. And when I think we see the depths of our, of how far short we've fallen of God's relational glory, it floors us. And yeah. then to realize the beauty and magnificence of God's grace for forgiving those things where we fall short.
Now we're shaking hands with the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Yeah. Now we're like, oh, okay, that's why Jesus is accused of being a friend of sinners, a drunkard and a glutton. And so here's the deal. Now we can understand that, how yeah. he was a friend of prostitutes and tax collectors, but it was the religious people accusing. And so that'd be my prayer for everybody today, that we recognize, you know, we're more sinful than we think we are, and God's grace is way beyond what we imagine it to be.
Yeah, amen. Mm-hmm. Glad to hear that.
All right.
I hear it every day.
Amen. All right, so we got Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Your grace still amazes me to carry forward the conversation. Thank you, friend. Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, our good buddy Jason Cans. And for our buddy PCD John, hope he's awake. Here you go, buddy. God's grace. Is it amazing you? I hope so. WWIB.
It's no surprise to anyone who's in my radius that we have a wedding happening in the family. My youngest daughter, Kat, got engaged on Mother's Day.
Congratulations, Kat.
Yes.
And Zach.
And it's so funny because I sort of knew it was coming, but now planning the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one thing I learned very quickly in discussing it with Catherine. It's not my wedding.
That's right.
It's good for the
wedding.
Initial meetings for that to be made
Lesson
clear.
Lesson number one.
Yeah. Also, I don't know what's cool these days.
Okay. Yeah, right.
But
is rustic chic still in?
According to Catherine, yes, she's got a bohemian vibe. The
okay.
dresses are not matching. She actually came home with paint swatches from Sherwin-Williams and handed those out to her bridesmaids and said, find a dress like this. So I admire the chill attitude.
Yeah.
And that's nice, too, because, again, different body styles and stuff. So just finding,
Absolutely.
You know, something you love that, again, kind of color coordinates,
yeah.
but I like it.
Yeah. And what I like about it is back when I used to go to a lot of weddings, sometimes you go to these weddings and it was just like this tribute to their love. And mm-hmm. and I really, what I admire about Catherine and Zach is they want to have a nice party for all the people who have supported them.
Mm. Sure.
But I am going to ask you listeners, if there is any little tip you have for a parent, mother of the bride, mm-hmm. something that you stressed about but you didn't need to, would you text me? At 715-396-1670. I'm going to be asking for wedding advice.
That's great.
Yeah. Just 715-396-1670, voicemail or text. Just say, Susan, don't worry about your dress. No one's going to look at you. Or something like that. Or don't care about the 15 colors of blue.
That's great.
I need help.
Big changes coming up.
Depending on you listeners.
August 6th, the big day.
Well, we have a birthday.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday, and all your dreams are true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday.
Going out to Owen, Wisconsin this morning. A very happy 11th birthday, guys, to Natalie Turner. That comes from Dad, Mom, Brandon, Seth, Ryan, Hannah, Renee, and Emma. That sounds like my kind of family. I love the big families.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday.
I'm all about
happy
that.
Happy birthday.
And they said, could you play for birthday girl Natalie, Made to Love by Toby Mac? You better believe we could. It's the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. Good morning and happy birthday, Natalie. Sandy has a system and she won't budge a smidge about the way leftovers are stored in her kitchen fridge. She's tried to teach her household, but it's been all for naught, 'cause every week she finds more food that's been left there to rot. They may not have found life on Mars, but I think there could be some in this Tupperware. The fungus has grown fungus. We're plagued by swarms of flies. Why is this big container here? It should have been downsized. The stench is overwhelming from these forgotten meals. Please grit your teeth and toss them so our sinuses can heal. Sinuses can heal.
D.C.'s mayor banning dancing at weddings. This is straight out of Footloose, prompting a bride-to-be to sue.
The man just trying to hold us down.
I mean, we talked an hour ago about a wedding that
your
daughter has on the calendar for August 6th. Excited for Kat and Zach. Well, in D.C., I just saw this bride-to-be, Margaret Appleby, on Fox this morning, claiming that regulations barring dancing at weddings in Washington, D.C. are straight out of the musical Footloose. Yeah, they're allowing dancing at other things like exercise class classes and other locations to not be mentioned on Christian radio. But the fact is that they won't allow it at the wedding. And she's like, that's just plain wrong.
That is wrong.
Now, this is a dance that was banned from our wedding, the chicken dance. Wasota Golf Club, the wonderful place to have a wedding reception. The date, October 17th, 1998. And Peggy, as she changed her name from Leckler to Halverson, said, there will be no chicken dance.
However, there dances. Will be chicken tenders aplenty.
Yes, exactly. Oh, nice.
If you were listening to the show yesterday.
Yes, listen to the podcast. So, thoughts?
Well, I'm just curious, what would you do instead of dancing? You know? Lots of...
Yahtzee, maybe?
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what does the government expect us to do?
Well, last year there were, like, no weddings, right? I mean, they were, like, Zoom weddings and things.
Oh,
so now
true.
They're like, well, we're letting you...
We threw you a bone. Person. You're getting married.
Right.
We're letting out the line bit by bit. Well, you know, it's always, as we heard from our friend Lauren earlier, just keeping that... fact in mind, the truth in mind, that it's about the marriage, not the wedding, right? And
so
sometimes we misplace those two and we make it all about, you know, the wedding celebration, which is wonderful, but truly it's about the marriage.
Right.
And so,
and there isn't much dancing in marriage, let's be honest.
Maybe there needs to be more.
Okay, guys, this morning I'm talking Bible reading, personal Bible reading. During COVID, a lot of us couldn't go to Bible study anymore. So you'd think that would increase our personal Bible reading. For me, that wasn't necessarily the case. I am never more surprised than when I deal with the Lord, because I can avoid the Bible. And for instance, it's been a week since I've really gotten into the Word, but here He is, gracious, showing me amazing things. And to me, sometimes I'll just read a few verses and it'll really minister to me. But this last time, he made me hungry for this whole hunk of scripture in John. And it was the part where Lazarus was raised from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary was so bereft and so upset. She didn't even greet Jesus. Martha greeted him. Then later on, beginning of chapter 12, Jesus comes to Mary's house and she anoints him. She breaks that bottle of expensive perfume. Mm. And for the first time, when I read that, because I had read a chunk of it, I realized this was the first time Mary had seen Jesus since he had raised her brother from the dead. Her heart must have been so full of thankfulness. And I always had seen that story of Mary and that perfume happening sort of in isolation. But here, when you read the whole story of this had just happened, she had had a week with her brother, and just the fact that she wanted something, and the Lord knew all along it was in preparation for his burial. She was anointing him, but I don't know. It's just something to be said for the Lord and how he draws us in and showing new things all the time.
Yeah.
Just wanted to encourage people. And if you don't feel like reading the Bible, do what I do. Ask God to make you want to read the Bible.
Mm.
And he will even give you that desire. That's how kind and sweet and gracious our God is.
I love it. And again, so many times too, I think about something that my dad has said about the way the father is to the prodigal son.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're prodigals so often, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, as the great hymn says. And the father was out looking for the prodigal son, and not hands on hips saying, where have you been?
Exactly.
But arms open wide saying, welcome home.
Yes.
Welcome home,
child. And that's how he is.
I'm with you. That Need to Breathe song, Survival, earlier this morning. We are all a people in need of constant revival, and the word can help us in that direction.